Welcome to the Sexual Wellness for Women podcast, your trusted resource for sexual wellness during menopause and the different stages of life. I'm your host, I'm Allie, a board-certified sexologist, professional sex coach, and certified integrative wellness coach. As I pursue my PhD in mind-body medicine, I'm dedicated to providing you with the knowledge, tools, and support you need to navigate the complexities of sexual wellness. I combine scientific knowledge with a compassionate and holistic approach. I believe in the power of mind-body connection and the transformative potential of embracing our unique sexual selves. So whether you're in menopause, perimenopause, or you're simply seeking guidance on sexual wellness, this podcast is for you. It's time to prioritize your sexual well-being and embrace the vibrant, confident, and fulfilled woman that you are. Today is Thursday, May 9th, 2024. I want to thank you for tuning in and giving me a listen. If you'd like to find out more about me, sign up for sex coaching or sexologist appointment, please visit thepassionzone.com. And remember, if you like this episode, please give it a 5-star rating, review it, or share it with 3 friends. We are on season 3. This is episode number 9. Sorry I was gone for a couple weeks. I've been working on my website, getting it all revamped. It takes a lot more work for me than somebody who actually knows what you're doing. So that was a delay. And I'm also going to be changing the name of this podcast and the format. I'm going to be, I can't decide if I'm going to be interviewing or if I'm going to be interviewing and taking calls from people. I haven't figured out the particulars. I just know that both of those two things are happening very, very soon. And don't forget, guys, to stop by the Passion Zone to sign up for your free discovery call today. Let's find out if we're a good fit to work together. Let me help you. All right. And speaking of help, I want to tell you about the weekend wellness tip. Seek therapy or counseling. If you have an unresolved emotional issue or past trauma that can impact your sexual wellness, a sex therapist or counselor can provide guidance and coping strategies. If there is a past trauma that's keeping you from having a fulfilling sex life, you should seek therapy or counseling. That is not what a coach, which is what I am, that is not what a coach or a sexologist does with their clients. We take you from where you are right now, and we propel you forward with a plan. If there's something from your past keeping you back, that is what therapy or counseling will discover for you and help you release it. Okay? Now, the topic this week is exploring the intersection of culture and sexuality. And I thought I'd dive into this week because with my work with the Maven Clinic, I meet people from all over the world. I actually talked to somebody in Nigeria the other day. I've talked to people in Great Britain, Australia, Ireland, Germany. You know, India, it's just amazing to me. But in each of those places, for example, the culture's different, right? So how does it impact your sexuality? Cultural environments we grow up in shape our perceptions and our expressions of sexuality. Whether you're directly facing these conflicts or simply curious about the complex interplay between culture and sexuality, this episode is designed to enlighten and empower. Let's start by unpacking the concept of culture. It's the sum of values, beliefs, practices, and traditions shared by a group of people inherited across generations. Culture influences every aspect of our lives, including our sexuality. It's often like an invisible force that molds our views on what's appropriate, acceptable, or taboo in the terms of sexual expression. Consider how different cultures view sexuality. In some, sex is a sacred act reserved for marriage, heavily laden with the expectations of purity and modesty. In others, sexuality is celebrated with open discussions and expressions of sexual health and pleasure. This contrast can deeply affect individuals, particularly when it comes to forming their sexual identities. Some might feel empowered, while others bear feelings of guilt or shame imposed by their cultural context. We'll jump into the roles of religion and traditional gender expectations, examining how they can create restrictive narratives around what constitutes acceptable sexual behavior. These cultural frameworks can significantly impact one's self-esteem and freedom in explorative sexuality. So let's explore challenges and conflicts that arise when one's sexual identity does not align with their cultural norms. So let's talk about dealing with internalized guilt, overcoming deep-seated cultural stigmas, and the journey towards self-acceptance. It's not easy. It's not easy dealing with the challenges and the conflicts that arise when you're looking at sexuality and going beyond what you currently live with and going outside your environmental norm. It's scary, but in order to live your true life, you have to do it. But you have to do it in a safe manner. If your life is on the line, you might want to think about what's going on. If you're disinherited, your family kicks you out, why those things are horrible, they're not life-changing. I mean, they are life-changing, but they're not things that are going to end your life. You go out and start a brand new life, right? It can be scary, right, to go out on your own. But everybody does at one point in time or another go outside their norm. Now, education plays a crucial role. Learning about different perspectives on sexuality can broaden your understanding and help dismantle ingrained prejudices. Seeking supportive communities, whether online or in person, can also help provide a safe space to explore and discuss these issues. For some, professional health therapists or counselors who specialize in sexual health with multicultural issues can be invaluable. It's amazing. It's amazing today that still in 2024, we cannot be who we are. That so many of us are still put into this box for us to move forth and try to get out of it, but we can't, or we're too scared to. Everyone needs to take a good look at their lives. And if they can safely live their life the way they want to, it's a definite must. If it's not a safe environment for you to live your life, then work on changing your environment, who you're with, who you interact with, if you can. There's always somebody around to help you if you reach out for help. Okay? And I want to thank you for joining me here on Sexual Wellness for Women. If you found the information valuable and enjoyed the topic, please take a moment to rate and review the episode. Your feedback helps you reach more people and spread the message of sexual wellness. And remember, the more listeners we have, the more people I can help have their aha moments regarding their sexual well-being. Please share this podcast with your friends, family, and anyone who can benefit from these discussions. And speaking of helping others, remember to follow me on Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok. I share some tips, tricks, and inspiration on these platforms to support you in your journey towards sexual wellness. Lastly, I want to remind you that you are a wonderful sexual being. Embrace your uniqueness, care for yourself, and prioritize your sexual well-being. Remember, pleasure and fulfillment are your birthright. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you have a passionate week ahead. I'll see you next time for some more empowering topics on sexual wellness for women.
In the whirlwind of life, your desires and passions shouldn't be what fades away. The Desire Package, exclusively at the Passion Zone, is here to reignite that spark within you. Imagine a world where your energy is balanced, your passions are ignited, and your sensuality is explored. With personalized sessions, unique flower essence combos, and a guide to keep your energy in harmony, the Desire Package is more than a treatment, it's a transformation. Rediscover yourself with our 30-minute one-to-one discussions, tailored energy stream balancing, and practical resources designed to nurture your sexual desire and passion. Let us help you navigate through the layers of life so you can truly embrace the sensual woman within. Visit thepassionzone.com today and let's awaken the desire that's been waiting for you. The Desire Package, where your journey to rediscovery begins.